putting on. Okay, but it's not the biggest now. It's okay, good. So the Medrash. So he brings a Medrash fake base. The Medrash. Shema Yisrael. Oz Yosheh v'yaminu b'Hashem. The Fikach Zachu Lirish Yisra'aretz. The reason why it was Zechut to be Yerish the Aretz was because of the Amun in Hashem. After Moitz Yisra'a Amon Hashem and Avrom Avinu Yorash Ha'olam Hazeh. And it should be V'ha'olam Haba, I guess, is the Shenema V'hemin b'Hashem Asher Leitztaka. V'chein v'ya'omin ha'om. Uksiv emunim noitz Hashem v'mishalom ol yesoy segaiva. V'chein b'moyshe v'yorev emunat v'yashemesh. So you have different places where you see v'koyach emuna, y'menatzeach, y'yorish oretz, and so on. V'oim ezeh ha'shar l'Hashem tzadik m'vayivo ele bali emona, shem pis v'shorem v'yove great tzadik shem emunim. Hashar hazeh bali emonin chasim boi. Shenem ha'toyev lo'yos Hashem, v'lzal m'shev ha'elyon, lagi v'avei chastecha v'nosho ba'leilos. Ma'iksi basreik smachtani, migorom osim kuzu, amona sheminu abiseinu bal hazeh, shekule leilois, kirtziv v'nosho ba'leilos, uksiv v'tzarek v'nosho yichye, uksiv chadashim koronavu m'nesecha. So he brings a whole slew of psukim where emuna is something which gives you the schar and to all sorts of to see the toiv and so on and so forth. And then he says, "Ve'ein agolius ruuyim lihigoyel ala b'schar emuna." Geula, it comes b'schar emuna. Shnema itim lavanen kal itim lavanen tovoy tashur mireish emuna. Ve'rastichli be'emuna. Ola marata shegoyel emuna shebeschar emuna shor salem shchina. Ve'om reshiro shnema yimin v'Hashem az yoshe moyshe v'im avmin b'dvarav yeshiru tilase. So basically, the Chazal bring here a whole slew of inyanim that are enhanced by emuna, let's say, or b'schus emuna, things of that nature. So now he's going to explain the bits and pieces of it. Hamedrash rotza levaya inyan emuna kama gdoyla emuna tekarish baruch hu. Ki hamaymin bo yizbarach dovek boy. So basically, as far as the first point goes over here, he basically is repeating what he said before, and that's as follows. If we're to imagine our world is our metzius. And therefore, anything which we do within the context of this world should get its schar and its accomplishment in this world. That's the metzius of it, because within the context of Olam Haza, that's what's right. How does this work towards Olam Haba? Where's that nimsha? So the answer is that through emuna, a person's mechuba lamaila, emuna is the deher that the events that are here are the end result of mahalchim that go way back to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Emuna is the deher of the kesher of the Bria to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even when our Kadosh Baruch Hu seems not to be there, we say he be'etzim is there. So a person is basically mechuba to that which is beyond that. Let's take an example. It's something very, very different. But just to flesh out a little bit of a mashal. Let's say a person has a child who you feel the child has a lot of good to himself, herself, and they're really very good and positive and great. And that child is going through a very difficult phase, teenage or trouble, whatever it is. And you stick it out for longest of times because the child that you relate to is someone that is, it's the one who's behind the facade, behind that, behind that, behind that, the self that you feel is Tov. So the person is be'etzem with his emuna, is connecting to that oimek of the child's nefesh, and that's why it's very mashpia. If a person is believes in an other person and feels that he's good and he's right and so on and so forth, that will be a he will be able to mashpia because it's mechuba there. So when a person when a person does a ma'isa and it doesn't quite have the dive of emunah that's necessary, so the ma'isa affects the chitzonis, it affects the world around, but that's as far as his ma'isa will go. But when the person is mechuber to something that is much deeper than that, when the person is mechuber to the pnim, so now the person is the etzem shayach to that, and he's shayach to the olam haba, that's the pnimius of the ma'isa. If he views the Hanhagas of Kadosh Baruch Hu as an extension of a certain pnimius, then he's also going to, then his Pe'ulas HaMitzvah is going to have the Olam Haba quality. Because if I recognize that by pulling these levers, I'm actually pushing something very far, then that's going to be the Nekuda that I affect. So there's an Olam Haba compound, a component. Then he says, "Ubal emuna nichnas b'shar olyan she'inach b'asim akol ku yotzum olam gashu dot olyan." The idea of being poser shar, which we spoke about before, was a shar means that there's a clear hevdel between here and there. So this person is poser a shar because he goes to a place that's beyond where everybody else is. V'zer shama pischu sharim v'yovah great tzadik shemer emuna. The Ein Hagolios Miskansim Lios Tvukubo Yisvarach Legamrit V'yoytzim Meshus HaUmes Rak Meshul Emuna Shemeshul Emuna Em Tvukubo Yisvarach Legamrit. So he says that the schar for the Umes HaOlam for Klai Yisrael to be Miskanis and to go out of the Shus of the Umes HaOlam is also Bishus Emuna. Now but I just want to explain this a bit. Can Klal Yisrael be totally meshubed under the shibud of Umas HaOlam? So the answer is, if we're to look at it just mitzad the dimension of this world, the answer is yes. So let's give an example that we can sort of picture it. Imagine there's a circle on a sheet of paper or on a table or whatever. And I have a ball with a string in my hand and I put the ball into the circle. And it's resting on within the circle. So somebody will say, yep, the ball is totally surrounded by a circle. Let's say now I lift up the ball with a string. Let's say it's strapped into the string. Then I'm taking it out because this ball has three dimensions. It's not only two dimensions. And it's mechuber for something beyond it. If Klal Yisrael doesn't behear itself as mechuber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it is possible for them to be totally under the shulchan of Umas HaOlam. They can be encircled with the Umas HaOlam and be under the shulchan. If Klal Yisrael has itself mechuber lamala, then the shulchan is only a square surface. It's not a third dimension of the string that the person outside is just simply going to lift up the ball or whatever it is. So he says, and that's why Klal Yisrael is dover in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Emuna, and they can't, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can lift them out from wherever they are. Let's give another example, we can inherit another way. Imagine a friend of mine is stuck someplace. He's got into trouble somewhere, far away, or he's moved far away, and whatever it is, he got into some sort of trouble. So the question is, how much would I feel my responsibility to help him? And the answer is, if he keeps close, if I sense from him that he sees me as a brother, as something very close in that nature, then it's mechayev me because we're still mechuber. If the kesher is rofev, and there isn't that chibur, then how much do I owe the other person? It's a flesh and blood brother, so you say, okay, you know, this is metzias, you're a brother, and this doesn't help in the fact that you haven't been in touch. But if it's somebody that the kesher to the other is depends on the kesher of him, whatever the other person's sense is, that's my sense of it. There's an expression in English, I can't let him down. In other words, if his hargasha to me is a certain kirva, I need to express it back to him. So that's why the Golias come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rak B'Shul Emuna. V'kasha yesh l'Yisrael Emuna b'Yisbarach, shekol Emuna shemunase tkua b'Yisbarach, v'uma k'mo yizayis ein loya shebegolos golim imachom imachom. V'lekach ha-Golias miskansim liyos netir ha-Shemesbarach, k'mo yishay Emuna. So he says that Emuna is something which is the schar for which the Golias are miskanes, because it's not roye for that umah to be goylem and mokrem and mokrem. So this has, besides the point you made before, there's another angle to this teher. There's another facet that he's sort of pointing at, and it's as follows. When we speak about Kal Yisrael's, what's happened to Kal Yisrael, and we say they went into Golis, that's one way of describing it, which means the left eye is strong. We speak about the pizur of Nitche Yisrael, the diaspora, which l'chura to us is like two different issues. One issue is, are we not Yisrael? That's one Indian. And the second, are we together with everybody else, or everybody is in his own little corner? One guy's in Africa, one guy's in Asia, and so on. We look at these two different elements as two different klolos, or two different facets of golos. One is nobody dominates Yisrael, and also, even though some of us think that all of Kal Yisrael has been transported to Flatbush, and that defines Kal Yisrael and so on, but believe it or not, there are Jews everywhere and every nook and every hole. So that's another thing. It doesn't seem to be the same. But the truth is like this. We also imagine when we speak about the Kabbetz in Achenim Abba Kampis Haaretz. So there's like two things there. There's Pekas Nidachim, that's Abba Kampis Haaretz. We also feel it sounds to us in a way that's not clear why, that the lack of Achdus in Kal Yisrael will resolve itself where everybody lives together. So if we all, you know, Mashiach comes and we all move to Yisrael, then there will be Achdus because all Christ will be together. Doesn't seem quite reasonable. It doesn't seem reasonable in the sense from what we have today that would be the case. If anything, the other way around, but there'd be more people, there'd be more parties and sub-parties. That doesn't seem just the right way. So it goes like this. Imagine when you have a point and you begin to radiate lines going out of that point in all directions. As the lines radiate out in exact proportion, the gap between each line is greater and greater. As when you take the route back on the lines, it becomes smaller and smaller gap between them. the Golos includes within itself the fact that because we've been pushed away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is one part of the meaning of dispersed, means away from the Makam Ashras Ashkina. So the further and further we are apart, just like lines radiating out of that central dot, will have greater and greater gaps between them, even though in terms of the arc, it's the same arc, but in absolute distance, it will be different. So we're going to have those gaps, and we're going to and be further and further. So the process that has blown us away has also blown us apart. The further we are, the more distant we are from the center point, we're further away. The closer, when we come back, when we reinforce that center nekuda, then we're facing inwards, and that's where we become progressively closer to both HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Chai Yisrael. So if a person has... Okay, so now, if a person has emuna, so one point is it should allow him to have a makom. A makom means that you're anchored somewhere, that you're not... It's something that does not have a makom is sort of like a mikra. He happens to be wherever he happens to be. There's no place in the world. There's no place in the world means he does not have a real metzias. Somebody who's anchored in a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this way has a makom, and therefore it reaffirms everyone's right to makom. It also, anything that anchors people to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mele going to unify them, because we're all connected with some sort of connection. That means that we betzma one mitzav the dimyon between the different halakhim. So the same, the effect of being tied firmly to a point is that you don't wander, that you have a pinas makom, and also the kirva between the pieces, because each piece has makom, so they all are the etzem part of one thing. If they wouldn't have a common makom, for instance, if you have pieces of a puzzle that are not from the same puzzle, they have nothing to do with each other. But if they're both parts of the same puzzle, meaning they both come to the same piece of paper to put themselves down, they are attached one with the other, and it's part and parcel. I want to be magish one more word. The word chanois in Lashon Kodesh has two shades of meaning, two different meanings, really, which kind of, I'm not aware of another language where this would be possible. The word chanois means to gather together, in all its forms, Knois Kala Yehudim, and so on. So gathering together is called Kenes. Also, that which is, when I bring everything back to one makom, like a machnis something into my machna, means I brought it in. Lahatnis also means to bring something in. Aleidavahu, the same word that's describing something that's an inward motion is also describing a gathering together motion. Kanois includes itself both shades of the meaning. The bringing things into your house, home, whatever it is, and the fact that those things come together. Those both of these in Yonim are part of the word. And the way we're explaining it, it is like that. If things are tied to the middle, the closer they get to the Shoresh, the more close it'll be with each other. And that's why this is because the Irus is a chibur to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's through Emunah. I want to explain this also, there's more explanation than reads the eye. There's a little bit of an interesting problem here. In terms of the double ceremony between Eris and Nisuin, we would associate the Chibur, the Dibuk, with Nisuin. The Mahalach, I mean, you'll know, was Kedushin you made when you decided. Kedushin was not dissimilar to Vart Elohim, except that the fact that she was also to marry anybody else except for you. But there were no relations of any type, not physical, not financial, nothing. She still lived in her father's house, and there wasn't any real change happening there. With Nisuin is when they move in together, they live together as a family, and everything that comes along with it. So if you were looking to describe a relationship, wouldn't you rather pick Nisuin than Erisin? What's the Berastik of the Oilam? I say, what's the Mishnah of the Rachman? What's the Munah? What's this whole Erisin thing here? And the answer is, Erisin, in a certain sense, creates the bond. The not being mutter to anyone else, the exclusivity, a yichud room marries the chas and kala precisely because it keeps everybody else out. The doing things that create a circle. For instance, if a club is defined just as much by who doesn't belong as who does belong to it. So anytime we have something where there are elements that are not there, that goes into this type of vineyard. So the Erastich Liloilom means Emuna is the piece of the puzzle that keeps things. It's the loyalty. The best marshal is for this type of anhaga is by real wedding. The erusin is basically a bond of loyalty without positive substance. We learned in Parashas Nosei the kesha between the Rabban says that the Mishkan was like Har Sinai, and the Luchos, the middle, was like the Luchos, and so on. It's Mayrach, and the din of Machnes, of Tuma, of the Marchit, this Mitmeyim from the Machna, Chakas Neyim from the Machna, is a repetition of the Har Sinai Asharis, and so on. So it's interesting, I mean, all the Nakudas who pick these in there. The answer is, we define Har Sinai. What defines Har Sinai in its positive way is not less than what defines it in its negative way. It's not more than what defines it in its negative way. Things that have a circle around them, bond the people inside, just as that circle excludes the people from the outside. It's Hainu Ha. So the coming close, the loyalty inside, creates the bond to the Shoresh, to the base, and that creates a kindness of Erisin. And that's why Erisin is a much greater indicator. Erisin demands one thing, loyalty. Nisuin gives positive experiences, but it does not demand, it doesn't have the same depth of loyalty as Erisin has. What's a stunning halacha is that the iser for the the chumrah of Misa for an Arusa is greater than for Nesua. And there are reasons given, and she's scared, he's not scared, and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, Erisin itself is loyalty. Erisin itself is whether I know that I'm going to like him or not like him or whatever it is, but I'm bonded, and therefore I'm faithful, as opposed to the Sun, which is a Metzius, you know, it's sometimes stronger, sometimes weaker, and so on.
What's understanding that Bia could be Mekadesh, but Asala Sois Kain?
Right, but even after Bia, if you have Bia, then she goes home and you see her back by the sewage. She does not move in fact, with you. You don't have the ongoing relationship and so on. It's a very, very different relationship than there is in the suin, which is when you move in together. You know, it is possible to have something, and once the Eris is done, you don't continue living with her. So that's the, you know, it's all only about loyalty afterwards.
Rabbi Lubansky?
Yeah.
Could you use these ideas to explain the Rambam that for some reason in Hilchos Ishus goes on a historical discussion of what before Har Sinai and after Har Sinai as far as Erosin and Nisuin? Would these ideas be able to explain that?
Is that not the Sior again?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I think over there it's more because the Rambam is appropriately, it's giving us an appropriate sense of structure in terms of Erisin and Nisuin. He's saying Nisuin is the goof, is Kinyane Ishus, and the Etzim, and that's why it's universal. Masha Ein Kain, the Erisin is something that was nischadish in Har Sinai. And in other words, Erisin is something which a person, you know, you need to go, I guess, with Zeres HaKasavs, and it's, whereas Nesuin is the Metzius, by Chakro Mesolam, it'll make Nafkeminis in terms of what and when people will, I guess, certain halachas, where it's, In Ketushin, Ein Lecha Ba'al L'Masha Kasav, because it doesn't have, it's not like Dina Mominus. Dina Mominus is a type of thing that has a mahalach of, it's Sikris to it. There's a lot of type of Svaris that, there are Svaris that Rabbi Shimon usually says that this is something which is a Svara, because Dina Mominus is kind of the Etzema Svara, I guess. That's the way I would describe it. Masha'in Kain, the other Inyanim, are Kedushin is Kulog Zesakosov. It's a darga, it's a Kedushin, it's something that's not normal, not par for the course. It's one of the reasons, I think, why we say it on Tefillin. In other words, Tefillin is the mitzvah of Kshira versus Atifa. Kshira is usually things that are the etzem distinct. When you have two elements, the Gemara gives two examples of kshira that you hire for, and one of them is when you have either ships, the Mishnah gives either ships or camels. These are things that are quite mobile, and one would not guess that they're linked, but then when you link them together, that becomes kshira. So the mitzvah tefillin is the mitzvah of kshira. And that's why possibly that's when we say the Pesukim Berastik Lolo, Astik Lolo, Tzadik Mishpat, and so on and so forth. That's also, by the way, it says Berastik Lolo Olam. Nitzchi is a Shaykh only through the Mida of loyalty. Because there is no positive experience that doesn't, that keeps you forever and ever enthralled. But that's not the derech of people. People get tired, get sick, find something better. The only thing that will keep you firmly in line is something which is emunah. That's the only thing that will. So the type of mitzvah that shayach to emunah, and that we say very stiffly like that.
Could we say a shtickle like time of the krav? Why it's asa to use beer for kedushin is because of what you just said. You're not to confuse the two.
It could be. I mean, Chazal say that it's the pritzus, being that it's sort of it's a sort of a public act in a certain sense. You get edim and you're announcing it. So it's some derech pritzus to it, but one could add what you're saying on it. It's not, you know, it's not really the time for beer yet, and the person is misusing it. Then v'chein gdoyle muna she'shor salem ruach hakodesh. Hakol mitzad adibuk agoma she'shabal amuna amagiyad ein keitz when she do b'soyde amuna. So he says that ruach hakodesh means it's a flow of deya and sichlius that's coming from outside. The Rambam says that it's, you know, a person becomes more aware. The Rambam, when he speaks in the Sadei HaTorah of what does the experience of Nevuah of Ruach HaKodesh feel like? So the Rambam description, just 1 second, hold on, we'll get hold of it. The Rambam. He says, "Miyad ruach hakodesh shora olam." As the person is completely focused on the dvarim elyonim and so on, ruach hakodesh is shora on him. Ubeeisha tenuach olav ruach. And when he gets that spirit, tisarev nafshe b'mayel samrach mekadishim. He becomes of the same caliber, or intertwined with malachim, or a certain dag of malachim, the yahofech leish acher, and he becomes a different person. The yovim bedaitesh enikum eishahoya, al shnis alam malachav ne'arim hachamim. He recognizes the fact that he is someone else. Now that someone else is because he was nischaber to that which was above him. The person gets a yinika from that which is above him, and he becomes and that's how he becomes something that he quote unquote wasn't before. So the all the inyanim that Chazal mentioned over here, in terms of the schar of emunah and so on, all of them come down to the same point. Emunah is where the person is dovuk to some point of the other, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Nitzchi, and the person, and those places where we displayed it, we were rewarded in kind. So it's something which gives a person his first keshet to Olam Haba. His emunah makes him shayach to that, and attaches him to it. That's one. Two, the emunah is the place that keeps Klal Yisrael together, and it's a reason for Geula to come to Klal Yisrael. It's a reason for Klal Yisrael to return to their place, because that's what the Geula looks like. Everything has a place, and everything is shayach to specific makom. Things are not haphazard. I want to explain a side thing that I think is very relevant to this. It's one of the reasons having a mokhin is a very, very significant inyan in the way we look at things. The Shabbos, things coming to a rest, to a mokhin, menucha. All menucha implies where things stop wandering and they come to the menucha. The shaykhis to something which is mokhin and menucha is through the fact that I'm mechubet to something else. There's no other way to it. And it is it's the sheirish of the... If a person is not mechubet to anything, then it's a flutter, then it's all over the place, and there's no clear... that his metzias doesn't have any real substance to it, because it wanders. It's anything that's homeless means it doesn't have a place. Emuna is something where, if the person is firmly rooted in the other metzias, then that's his metzias. That's where he is. Like by Shevet Levi, it says Hashem u'nechosei. So every person, in a certain sense, can have that type of inyan, that, you know, whatever happens to me, whether I'm adrift, whether I'm up or down, or somehow seem taking a detour, but I'm a chubit to something. That's the milo of emunah. That's why golos means there's no place for us, or we complain that there's no place for us in the world. Nobody wants us. That exactly is correct. There's no makom that fits us. The process of geula is whole, being anchored to that makom. And if a person is anchored to that makom, that really is his makom. The firmer the person grips on a makom, the more of a riot is that this is him and this is his makom. Okay, any other questions? So next week,
just one question. The Dor HaMidbar,
right?
They were connected to Hashem in a way that they were in Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, in Olam Hazeh. Fair to say such a thing like that?
Well,
like Ahutaya, who saw them in the Midbar, yeah.
Correct. Reb Chaim Shalevitz used to have a shmuz where he used to quote the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about a machna that's traveling, about kavua, not kavua, and the Gemara asks him, what about the Dor HaMidbar? So the Gemara says, kivan d'alpi Hashem yachna, alpi Hashem yisu, kiman d'kivi damya. It's as if they're kavua. So Reb Chaim Shalevitz used to give a muscle, and he had a muscle fit to sort of flesh out. He used to say, imagine a person is traveling from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, or Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. So he's traveling. Imagine a baby is in a mother's arms. So the whether the mother is in Tel Aviv or Yerushalayim or wherever she is, the baby is in the mother's arms. It's irrelevant of what is its makom. Its makom is the mother. So Shevet Levi, I once said a pshat in a pasuk. I think it's Emes Lamito. It's a pasuk in Shoftim, and it has it's something which is. Let me just take a look and find the pasuk. Always safe to quote from inside. It's a pasuk in Shoftim about Levium. Okay. It says like this. So it's in Devarim Yudches, Aleph and Beis. It says, Lo yila kohanim alavim kol shevet levi chel kunachem Yisrael. There shouldn't be, Hanan Levim shouldn't have a chel kenachla. Ishe Hashem v'nachlos yechelum. They eat kabonis and stuff. Beis. V'nachlo liya loy bekerev echav. Hashem v'nachlos akashadi bali. He doesn't have nachla with anybody else. Hashem v'nachlos akashadi bali. What's the repetition? What's the pasuk telling me the second one? It's just repeated, first pasuk. I was thinking, I think it's Emes Pshat and Pasuk. There are two issues when you don't have land. One is Parnassa. Land was the primary producer of Parnassa. You grew the stuff, you make sheep and things like that. So if Shevet Levi doesn't have land, Parnassa is an issue. The second issue is, what do you do? But it's more, there's a deeper issue. All right. And that is, if you don't have your place, if you're a homeless person, then you don't exist. It's a much deeper need. To be someplace. I once, I knew somebody who was a very harsh person, actually got into some sort of fight with his employers. They fired him. They had him leave a certain place where he was. And I don't want to give any more details. And they put him up in a fancy hotel. They made it difficult for him to find an apartment or whatever it was, but they were footing a bill in an expensive hotel for a year maybe. And this person, I think it was a little bit of spite for whatever reasons. And this person was really going out of his mind. Now, technically, the accommodations were first class, but Lemaisa, that's not you. If you don't have a place, you don't exist. The pasuk says, the first one is talking about parnasa. Leila kind of being coached every chelak that we saw. They don't have a chelak like everybody else has. So what are they going to eat? Ishe Hashem v'nachos yachelak. They eat karbanis and, you know, trumas and stuff like that. But what about a place? V'nachlu leila b'kerav echav. He's not amongst his brethren. So where is he? Hashem v'nachlos yachelak. So when I declare myself as being Shaykh Hashem, that's my makom. It's not any different than an ambassador, you know, pick your country, Mali. Mali is a country where we think plus it's the worst place in the world can be. Probably is a fair assumption. But besides, let's say you were forever banished to Mali. So besides the issues, it's also the idea that you're basically not living on the planet Earth anymore. But the U.S. ambassador to Mali, he needs security detail. He needs to bring in food and water from the state. But he lives in America. He's just there representing America. But his home is the states. He's representing the states. Shevet Levi shtolz to a different musik of place, and that's why it's harder because it's not tangible. It's something that, you know, it's a sense of shlichus way where you makom. I was thinking once, one of the reasons why Chabad has it easier in some ways to open up a base Chabad North Dakota, because if one of us had to end up in North Dakota, so our sense would be, I am dead. To live in North Dakota is basically, you get more visitors at Har Menuchos. If you'd be in Har Menuchos, far more visitors than you would get in North Dakota. You're basically a non-entity. Your mitzvah is not there. A Chabad guy goes to North Dakota, it's difficult, but he's in 770. The rabbi has his picture, and he comes there, and he's got a place there, and you know he's anchored someplace else. He has a makom someplace else. So it's true that makom, the Indara Midbar was a unique ability for everyone to be a p'china of Hashem when Achlas. Any other questions?
Rabbi, does that, when we say the Rabbani Sho'olam is Makayim Sho'olam, is that saying that is that going back to real Metzias is only by Kodesh Baruch Hu? So really you need to be Mechubah to him?
Correct. That is a correct statement. That the only thing that gives everything else existence is Hashem, and only by being Mechubah to Hashem are you part of a large entity that has mitzvahs? That is a correct statement. Okay. Next week, the yeshiva is going up for a Shabbaton. We go to a place in Warrensburg. It used to be called Mudus once upon a time. Well, the camp of Mudus moved there. We're going there for Shabbaton. I'm leaving on Wednesday afternoon. So I don't see Wednesday. I don't think I can get real reception there. I think it's very spotty. It's the internet is like sort of it looks like, you know, an overly filtered. I don't know if we'll have a decent connection. So I do not see it to skip next week and then we'll go to the week afterwards. I just question don't see it technically, unless you want to do Tuesday, which I think is fine for me. I don't know if Dylan is fine Tuesday. It's fine. If not, I don't think Wednesday is an option next week.
Let's maybe we'll do 2 weeks is good, I think.
Okay. So Mirza Shem, in 2 weeks, Thursday, I think that should be fine. If there's any issue, I'll call you, Peter, okay?
Okay, shukrach.
Okay. Shabbos, bye-bye.